We're just a little over a month away from the start of a new school year, and for many it's a time of renewal, excitement, and anticipation. For others, it can be a bit stressful. There are all too many in our community that are unable to afford all the school supplies needed to start on the path to academic success. And that is what the Stuff the Bus campaign is all about. Stuff the Bus begins today and runs through August 2nd. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Washtenaw United. It's a weekly presentation put forth in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. Each week, we explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community. Washtenaw County has been conducting the Stuff the Bus program for several years with support from the United Way, and our guests today are going to help highlight the community need and detail what we can do about it. Nancy Shore is Strategic Partnership and Volunteer Coordinator for the Ann Arbor Public Schools and heads up the district's Stuff the Bus efforts, and thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And Susan Smith is Director of Resource Development with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and thank you for being here.
Happy to be here.
I should probably turn on your microphone. How's that for a start? I know you said you're happy to be here, and we're glad to have you. Susan, tell me this. Stuff the Bus has been around for about how long now?
It has been around for close to 12 years, and United Way and the county have been working together to engage with the community, to bring together school supplies that we know kids living here in Washtenaw County need in order to start off the school year on the right foot.
And what was the information or impetus that said, hey, there is a need here that is unaddressed or not addressed significantly enough, and we need to step up with the county and put forth this program?
The schools noticed. People noticed, and people started talking and sharing that information. And when we are pulling together a program, we often look to the community to let us know what the need is. I can always share, every program that we start comes from a need, and the need and the voice comes from our community.
And Nancy Shore from the Ann Arbor Public Schools, that brings to mind this. First of all, we want to say Stuff the Bus benefits all public school districts in Washtenaw County. But in Ann Arbor, there's often a perception that it's a privileged district and the need doesn't exist there. But it's really not the case, is it?
Not at all. So we have, on average, about 2,000 students every year that are considered economically disadvantaged. And in addition to that, we have about 200 students that are considered homeless or experiencing homelessness. So these are all students who at any time are in a state where they're not necessarily able to afford their basic needs. And when it comes to school supplies, it's even more of an issue. So there's definitely a need in our community and in Ann Arbor Public Schools.
When we think about the need, how important a factor is it in determining educational outcomes and academic successes in having access to the basic necessities like supplies?
Well, you have to think about what it would be like if you were a kid and you were coming into the school year and you didn't even have the backpack that you needed to put your books in or put your items in because your parents are struggling to pay the rent, and how you're already being set back. And so that's really the issue, is that we really want to make sure that we're not putting any barriers to achievement in front of our students, and not having those essential tools already makes you feel like you don't belong, like you're not ready. And our goal is that every kid feels welcome, feels able to learn and excited about learning. And so we're so delighted to be able to partner with the United Way of Washtenaw County to put together Stuff the Bus, because it does allow us then to set those students up for success right at the beginning of the school year when they need it the most.
So, Susan, what supplies have been identified as most needed?
The pencils, pens, backpacks. Backpacks, we just noticed, was one of the greatest needs that happens.
How much school supplies are given each year by the community towards this Stuff the Bus effort?
About 3 years ago, we added a second bus. And at that time, when we had one bus, we had about $9,000 in supplies that were collected and distributed in schools. As part of the second bus coming in, we're now closer to $15,000 worth of supplies being collected through this effort each year.
Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Washtenaw United. And our Stuff the Bus conversation continues with Nancy Shore and Susan Smith. Nancy is Strategic Partnership and Volunteer Coordinator for the Ann Arbor Public Schools. Susan is Director of Resource Development with the United Way of Washtenaw County. And I should mention that the Stuff the Bus campaign officially gets underway today, and you'll find a bus at the Target store on Ann Arbor Saline Road and the other at the Target store on Carpenter Road. And if you'd like to drop by with any additional school supplies, it's an easy and great way to do it. Now, Nancy, this is only part of the effort to provide the supplies and the support necessary for students to have those great educational outcomes. It really is something that goes on throughout the year, right?
Yeah, we are really leveraging the excitement of back to school. And when it's on everybody's mind, this is the time to do it. But you're very right about that. Students need support throughout the year, and we're so grateful to have so many great community partners like the United Way, like Community Action Network, who also are supporting our students. And so I do want people to keep in mind that things like basic needs happen all throughout the year. You know, we might have a student who is right on that edge, and their parents might all of a sudden need to move them into a hotel because they lost their, right, their rent. And that might happen any time throughout the year. So the other nice thing about Stuff the Bus is that we have these supplies, and if we have additional, we can save them for those times when a student may need them throughout the year. But yeah, definitely keeping in mind that this is one effort, but this is a really important one because it gets us all ready and it gives everybody's attention on this particular time of year.
So, Susan Smith, it sounds as though this is a program that also serves as a public education awareness campaign, where as we head back towards the school, it's a community that very often steps up and says, you know, if we know there's a need, we will help. And this just points out the need exists not only in the Ann Arbor School District, but in every public school district in Washtenaw County, and it is not an issue that's going to go away.
Yes, and that's why we are so thankful to Washtenaw County and every individual who steps up to support these students who otherwise, without their help, are not going to be prepared to learn in the way that they need to learn. One of our segment is focused on equity, and that's about being sure that everybody gets to that starting line in the same place. And some people need some extra supports to get there, so people have the opportunity to provide that. And we thank you for stepping up and doing so for the kids.
And Nancy, you know, sometimes, and this shouldn't be, but sometimes people will feel a little bit ashamed if they have to accept this kind of support. In the distribution process, is there a level of discretion that allows someone to receive these items and still feel good about it and not have to be concerned that others might be aware or make fun of them?
Certainly. I think this really touches on what Susan said about equity. So in our classrooms, we don't want any student to feel ostracized or feel like they are less than because they can't afford something. So we use a lot of discretion when we distribute items. So we really do try to focus on the fact that, yes, you need an item, and we're going to do the best we can to make this feel like an exciting time so that you feel excited about the experience and that it gets you continue to be ready to learn.
And with that in mind, when you talk to principals and other building administrators who are going through this distribution process, and are they getting the kind of reaction that we might anticipate, that there is that sense of excitement and there is a greater anticipation of getting into the school year and learning?
Yes, definitely. So, you know, I did talk to the principal at Carpenter Elementary, and I remember him telling me a story of a student that came into his office and got a backpack and just the smile on her face. And now she could feel like every other kid and have a great, great experience at the beginning of the year. So just that smile was worth it. And so I think anybody that gives, all you have to think about is that smile that you're going to produce on that child's face. And you might never know who that kid is. And that's really going to make a huge impact for a kid right when it needs to happen the most.
And for those of us who can, when we go to pick up our school supplies, just pick up some extra and drop it off at Stuff the Bus, and you can make that difference, and you can create that smile on a child's face in Washtenaw County. I'd like to thank both of you for the time today. I really appreciate the information.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
That is Nancy Shore, the Strategic Partnership and Volunteer Coordinator for the Ann Arbor Public Schools, and Susan Smith, Director of Resource Development with the United Way of Washtenaw County. Again, the Stuff the Bus campaign begins today, runs through August 2nd, and again, you can drop off school supplies at the Target store on Carpenter Road, the Target on Ann Arbor Saline Road. That's where the buses will be. Washtenaw United, it's produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and you hear it each Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.